All right. So lastly, then, he talks about, you know, the greatest opportunity for God to display his glory here, the glory in the cross. Right. He says, ironically, the most shameful incident in history reaps God's greatest glory. We see here, that is in the cross, an identity of the glorious and the crucified. This odd, and how, you know, it's kind of odd. He says this is odd. How is glory found when the hero of the story finds himself massacred, right, on a rough-hewn plank of wood? How is that glorious? Yeah. Where does glory come in that, right?
Good Friday, they say, ironically. No, not ironically.
Yeah. So the crucifixion, he says, is no accident at the end of an otherwise glorious career. Oops, okay, well, I guess he had, you know, he didn't end in happily ever after.
Better lock ourselves behind this door because the Romans
they're coming after us next, right? He says, rather, the crucifixion, the cross, represents the purposeful culmination of Jesus's long descent into ever darkening depths of humiliation. Yet paradoxically, he tells us, the depths of his humiliation directly corresponds to the heights of his glory.
Right.
So this tragic thing is for God's glory, right? God's going to use it for his glory.
Right? Jesus wades vulnerability into the hearts of evil and succumbs to its inexorable consequence, death. Nonetheless, Jesus cannot remain a hostage to death. Thus, his glory is magnified in two stages, the first stage in the crucifixion, and the second stage is the resurrection.
Right.
The crucifixion of the incarnate word has all the appearances of undermining the glory of God as nothing else possible could. Yet the resurrection of Christ is the great reversal in the greatest plot that vindicates the greatest climax, the cross, in the greatest story that history has ever told.
Right.
So how does Jesus defeat death? He dies, and then he raises again.
That's the story.
That's why the entire focus of creation is on the cross. It's set up on a pole, and from there you teeter on either side of it because that's the focus that we're supposed to be looking towards. It's symbolic in the Moses raising up the serpent on the pole in the desert, and Jesus says, when you look upon that, those who look upon it, and not just, glance at it, I'm looking to it for the hope to save me from the sting of sin. That's where salvation is found, and I'm given life because of it. Mm. And not just life here on earth, and we live forever toiling and being subject to the sin, but having everlasting life. And then God ultimately cleansing the world of all sin and his glory and mercy is fully played out in the restoration after the new heavens and the new earth come, and we live in a world without sin.
Amen.